The demonstration was organized by Restoration of Human Rights and Unemployed Youth Organization. It was not cleared by the police. The protesters urged the police to stop brutalizing peaceful marchers that are expressing genuine grievances. Tinashe Jakata, Restoration of Human Rights spokesperson, told Studio 7 that the role of the police is to protect citizens and not to beat them.
We are here to demonstrate against police brutality. We don't know who is now for us. The government is against us. The police are also against us. They are attacking us everywhere we are. Everywhere we demonstrate, they attack us. They are beating people. They are throwing tear gas everywhere. So we now don't know who is for us. So our message today is, police, let there be a relationship between the public and the police. We want that relationship. The police must protect us, not harass us.
John Majga, one of the protesters, said despite the alleged police brutality, Zimbabweans were no longer afraid of the new enforcement agents.
Clearly shows that, you know, people are now no longer afraid to air out their grievances. And these are things that have been happening for so long in our nation. And at this point in time, it shows that, you know, even the regime and all those who are protecting it, they should be afraid. Because we find that citizens are now protesting against police brutality. And it shows that, you know, the moment you protest against the police now, it shows that you are no longer afraid of the police. The only thing that is missing right now is the tipping point. They have to do something now that will push us to the edge. And I hope that it doesn't become a violent protest. But definitely if it continues on at this rate and they do not respond to our grievances peacefully, that is where it's all going to end up.
Ishmael Kauzan, the chairperson of the Unemployed Youth Organization, bemoaned the loss of the lives caused by the heavy-handedness of the police. His sentiments were echoed by Donald Mafudzi, a member of the Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign, which participated in the protest.
In that regard, the police force, whose members are getting paid from taxpayers' money, has failed hands down. The death of little baby Kudakwashi Mutasa in Bulawayo shows no trace of public safety. The death of Cecilia Mapako, who died at the Nyanga police roadblock, shows no trace of public safety. The daily wars of police and combi drivers shows no trace of public safety. The brutality exercised in demonstration in Epworth and Mavugu shows no trace of public safety. The lack of progress in solving the frightening disappearance of Itai Zamara, despite the fact that the family continues to provide suspects, shows that failure to the force to protect citizens. As we demonstrate here peacefully, we also wish the force stand as a major deterrent to the likely abductors out there. And also the force will not make the mistake of interpreting this as an attempt to unseat a constitutional elected government. Whatever that means, we are peaceful demonstrating because we feel and know that we have been failed by the Chiwuri lead force, and believe Chiwuri should open a docket on the force.
The protesters, however, failed to get to the central police station after the police blocked them before they reached the place, which is synonymous with the arrest of civic society leaders and members of the public. Meanwhile, unemployed graduates say they'll go ahead with a demonstration against lack of jobs tomorrow after the court sanctioned it. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.